Hi, everybody. Well, it's another program here. Now we're in the month of February. And being the first, we'll clear the date here. So here we go. Clearing 2/1/2016, first day of February. So clearing this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to clear the word February, and the date would be the 1st, and it'd be 2016. And there's always a difference because there's two different ways of doing it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, let's clear a situation that you may have had. Energy-wise, could be anything going on, situations, being upset with something, whatever is happening in your life. So let's clear that away, that one specific incident. Here we go. Clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to energize the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. So bring them up. And here we go. These would be males coming in, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll get our co-host out in BBS land. So are you around, Elizabeth?
Yes, I welcome everybody, and thanks for joining us on Creation Lights Appealing on this Monday, first day of the month, February 1st, 2016. And we'll be with you for the next hour on BBS Radio Station 1. You can check out Ron's website, creationlightship.com, where you will have access to all of the healings and clearings that we'll talk about in the show. Ron will most likely do samples of those for you, and you'll find all of our links there, our chat links. You'll also find those on our BBS Radio homepage, as well as the pictures of the light being and links to our chat where you can ask us questions during the show if you like, or you can respond to any of the sample healings Ron does by typing in a testimonial. And you can also email us directly at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, I guess we should start off with some listener questions to sort of get things rolling here. And hopefully everybody's got the light being up if you're just joining us and you're feeling that wonderful peace energy that Ron brings to us on every BBS show. And he does four of them a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So hopefully you're listening to all of those. And maybe you're also trying out some of the clearings and you'd like to email us with your responses and reactions to those or how you felt after you did them and what your experiences were. So let's bring up the first question here, and this comes from a listener who says, I'm working on the Alien Freedom Bundle, and I don't ever recall having a typical abduction experience where I saw aliens and UFOs, but I did this clearing anyway and felt relief. I was just wondering if I'd ever had an abduction experience that I didn't know about.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, most people don't know they're abducted. So getting down to the nitty-gritty of it, you're abducted as you get switched out every 10 minutes. So every 10 minutes you are going through an alien abduction because they're bringing in a new clone version of you, which is alien, and they use your energy of your spirit to manifest the physical body, and your spirit then comes in to that body to be here. So every 10 minutes you are being switched in and out and another one comes in. As far as having a situation and having actually seen something, you know, like a ship or aliens or, you know, waking up and feeling their presence, you may not ever feel that. Very few people actually, you know, have that occurrence. And when you know about it, it's very scary. If you hear about somebody who had that experience, you just hope that it's not you. But basically, that's happening to you anyway. You just don't know about it. So every time you're on a timeline, every time you think of something, you are automatically put into the realm of experience by the aliens on timelines. And that is all an abduction. So that's the good and bad thing. That's why sometimes, you know, you wake up and you feel awful one day because the clone replica of you isn't the same one that you are used to having with you. You know, you may look in the mirror and go, I don't know, it doesn't look quite like me today. You know, I feel a little bit out of sorts or something. And that's because the part of you that knows a little bit more, or maybe you're missing some kind of intelligence. So you know that you're not feeling quite right and adequate to do something. And that's just because that 10-minute of time that they brought something in to you isn't fully programmed enough or created well enough to have you experience the life the way you know it. And normally after about 10 minutes, if you request maybe a smarter clone version of you or something, then naturally that will happen by your request, and because it's in the programming. And they will hear you and read you. Remember, 10 minutes of our time could be years in their time, as they're taking everything out of you for emotions and pain, and they are in control of time, and they are a lot, say, at a higher frequency than you. So 1 minute to you could be 6 months of their time even. And so they're getting everything, every little millisecond, nanosecond that you're living, they're getting energy off of you. So, and that's why you can't physically see them. So back to you.
Yeah, that's really great clarification, Ron. And I think maybe you would look at that clearing and go, oh, I don't really need to do that. I don't ever remember having an abduction experience, or I didn't see a UFO, or, you know, I didn't see aliens. But I guess then what you're saying is, I mean, every 10 minutes we're cloned out. So everyone has had an abduction experience, whether or not they're conscious of it. So that might actually help bring you a lot of relief if you do that alien freedom bundle, which is actually an amazing value. And I think you get 4 healings, and they're all whole lifetime healings. And I think it's, I'll double check on the price, but I think it's like $100. And you can find that in the search for a healing box on creationlightship.com. Yeah, alien freedom bundle. It's $150, excuse me. And with that, you get the alien blood barcode removal, alien energetic slime body coat removal, alien energetic web coat removal, and oxygen infusion, and abduction barcode removal. So I guess maybe this person was working on the abduction barcode removal. Oh, and Ron, there was also a part 2 to that question, which I just noticed. And where did it go here? They were wondering if also should all dreams be considered abductions, and what is the best way to clear dream abductions, like when you're dreaming? I guess not necessarily about being abducted, but just dreams in general.
Yeah, so all dreams are an abduction. That's 100% correct. So what you want to do is timeline crash those dreams.
Okay.
That's your only defense that you have, because you're already on the timeline. Now, if the timeline just happens to be reoccurring over and over again, and you have a similar dream, that means that something down here is going on too. And that could be even maybe more scarier for people. But remember, they copy and paste incidents in your life, and where you have problems, that's where they're going to give you the timelines to live on. So when you do have a timeline, and maybe you see yourself falling from a hillside or something, or a car accident, or just weird things happening, just remember, they're going to try to scare you. That's the first process here, is to get you in the fear mode so they can take energy off of you. And when that happens, then they're connected to you, and then they're taking your energy. So you want to get off of those timelines, as many as you can. So whatever you remember, you want to timeline crash those, and then look at that and see how that, is consistent with your life. Maybe they're copy and paste, something happened to you, you know, when you were 6 years of age. They saw a lot of energy there, and now they're just kind of taking that they're making you an adult with a similar situation because they know that they, at that time, pushed a fear button. And they'll also read your DNA from your ancestors and whatever they can do to push that button to have you have situations and trauma during your dream state. That's what they're there to do. So they're getting a lot of mileage off you because they're doing that abduction process. And this is also deja vu. Or if you start maybe seeing things, it'd be interesting. It'd probably be very scary if you all had a way to look out of your eyes and to see aliens walking around in front of you. That would probably definitely freak everybody out. But they are there. You just can't see them. And they were probably here long before, you know, us humans were here. So this is kind of, in a sense, their territory. And they may not like us even being here. You know, it's hard to say. Remember, you have, if you look at energy, and let's just say that you're, you know, there's that song about, you know, the trees being taken away and, you know, shopping malls. I forgot who it was.
Oh, yeah, Pave Paradise.
Yeah, Pave Paradise, yeah. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just think if the aliens were here, and they weren't physical, but they felt the energy of all those trees around. And all of a sudden, you know, they're gone. And now they look at it, and they see the asphalt, and the asphalt is maybe from their ancestors that died in the earth, and they're now looking at, see, there's asphalt here from petroleum products, you know? They don't like that. But where do the trees go? They go, well, geez, these people that are on the surface here doing this stuff, it's very detrimental. So, you know, because there's still energy where this stuff probably used to be. So I'm just trying to give you a little clue there of what's happening, another way of looking at what humans are doing to destroy the Earth. Because why did the aliens come here initially? You know, they were here doing whatever. I think a lot of them came because they're gold miners, you know, and they're putting gold on the planet that they needed to live off of and other things. But aside from that, you know, we're probably not in good favor with them. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, you brought up so many interesting points and topics in that, and it is true that they do seem to put us onto the timelines that, you know, where they can get the most emotional mileage out of us. So let's say something happened when we were little and then that carried over into our adulthood. The whole point of doing the clearings is to remove that energy from you, from your life, so that you can be more fully present and in the moment. And all of these clearings and healings that Ron offers help to do that. So the other thing too, Ron, is that I'm sure you know about this, but you know that the energy is never really destroyed. It's just kind of transformed. So it's always sort of hanging around. So, you know, all of the toxins that have been released from all the fossil fuels were once, you know, dead dinosaurs. So all of that life force energy has been transformed and is still kind of like hanging around in the air and polluting things. And, you know, so we all have to kind of deal with that on a daily basis. I mean, probably everybody drives a car, so you have to get around. So you're always dealing with these energies that really can't be destroyed. So the best thing that you can do is to get them off of you, you know, by doing the clearings. All right, I guess we should move on to the next question.
I can go a little further on that.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
A letter from somebody, and I just read briefly part of it. They had a picture of a snowflake, and they were claiming maybe some college was looking at the snow that came down, and it was radioactive snow, and something like 90% of the pollutants, 95%, I guess, of the radiation in our air is now in the snow coming down, and the snowflakes are looking different. So I'll just state that. So that gets back to what are we doing here, you know?
Right.
And then you can say, well, maybe the timeline that we're living on, because the aliens are forcing us here into this timeline and keeping us here, maybe, you know, they want us to self-destruct, so they're doing this, you know. The other way is to get into the now, and maybe that doesn't exist. So anyway, just two ways to look at it.
Yeah, it's almost like they're trying to make the now harder and harder and harder to get into.
Yes, that is correct. I would say so, yeah. What I notice is that the timelines are kind of jumping all around. Kind of what you'd see maybe, you know, if you ever saw Wire that was hot, maybe on the TV programs or something that came off, you know, a power pole and it hits the ground and it's jumping around like a snake all over the place, you know. You know, that's kind of what they're doing to the timelines, in a sense. You know, I don't think they're as solidified, and people are going in and out of timelines and not realizing it or just feeling very confused with their life because of that. But anyway, yeah, it is getting maybe harder to get onto the now timeline because of all this distraction energy around with all the timelines trying to connect to you. I mean, they're trying to connect to you through your thoughts. So once you have a thought, then you got them all coming at you because you have the T-shirt on. If you don't think, then you won't be having a lot of these occurrences happening. So that's one way to look at it. You know, just become peaceful. And, you know, things could probably still happen being peaceful, but you may have less time to get on there. So back to you.
Yeah, that's, you know, it is kind of what you were saying about the snow. I remember that happening last year where there were all these pictures of snow where it had kind of fallen off of flat surfaces, and instead of just falling in a lump, it was like in this ribbon pattern. It was almost like sheets of snow, very strange. A lot of unusual things happening, and maybe that's why people are feeling kind of a little bit out of it today. So thanks for doing the clearing at the top of the show, Ron. And I did get an email from a listener who was asking about if there's anything going on with the energies right now, particularly maybe some heavy energies. They're saying they can barely get around and they're staggering. So maybe we could do like a sample clearing for freedom of movement or ease of movement, or I don't know if you want to comment on that at all, Ron, with anything you've noticed yourself.
Well, at times the energy feels very heavy. When I was doing the call yesterday, taking out the pins, that was very heavy for me. And then doing starting part of the call was heavy. So, yeah, I do fluctuate as the energy is more dense. So that's sort of, you know, what we're in for here is, you know, timelines are all over the place. And so each timeline might indicate a different density. And it depends what alien race is controlling that timeline or what group of aliens. And that's sort of what you have to look at, you know, as you, you know, each, if you close your eyes and open them again, is what does the things change in front of you? That's what we'll do it right now.
Okay,
so,
great.
So let's just look at something, and I'm going to count to five, and it'll change the energy and put you into the now, and just see if what you were looking at looks different. This may not be a very valid test because they could be switching you in and out also if you're in that time-minute interval. But if you're not, then you might see what you're looking at. It might change colors a little bit. It might become more vibrant. You might see it glowing as it's in the now. So look at something, and what you're looking at right now is what I'll make real for you, which will be in the now timeline of peace. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and open your eyes and just see how it looks. Does it look different to you? Now do that again. Look at something else. And maybe you have a fish in your fishbowl or a dog around or cat. Or, you know, plants are nice because plants are pretty neutral. And, you know, they really come to life when they become real. So here we go again. Close your eyes. First look at something, then close your eyes. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, four, and five, and open your eyes again. And there's a glow more. So that's the difference. So we just made something real that you requested to have become real. In fact, I'll do it with your hand now. So I will do, I guess, your right hand first. So look at your right hand, and you know how it looks. It's, hopefully it looks like your hand. I've had people that have had other people's hands on them, or dead hands, so that happens. You know, people know that it doesn't feel right, but here we go. Look at your right hand. Close your eyes. One, two, three, four, and five, and now open it. And how does your hand look? Does it look like it's vibrating? Have more color in it? Is it tingling? All those things can happen, and it may look even different. Maybe you had a cut on your hand, and by doing this, because it went into the perfection mode, the cut went away. You know, that happens too. Let's do your left hand. So look at your left hand and kind of scrutinize it, you know, because it's supposed to be yours, even though it's a cloned hand. And that will make it real. So here we go. Close your eyes. One, two, three, four, and five. And open your eyes. And how does your hand look? So only you know the answer to that one. So back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see if we have any comments coming in.
Wow. Yeah. So let us know via the Fast Chat feedback or at clsquestions@yahoo.com if you noticed anything with this these samples that Ron did and what objects you were looking at, maybe a plant or, I don't know, your hands. I was yawning a lot during that, Ron. And I felt a big release. You know, it's funny. I always look at my hands, and they always seem like my hands. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. What I could do, if anybody out there has pain, we'll do this for your pain. So take note of where your pain is, and or maybe you had pain, you know, today, because that energy is still with you. Even though you don't have pain, it's still floating around you. So here we go. Think of pain if you have any pain, and you may want to close your eyes again, and you might just see if your body's twitches or jerks or something, because it could be held into a particular, you know, tenseness or location, maybe something out of place or whatever, and it may change. So kind of close your eyes, just kind of relax, and think of that pain that you have. Here we go, making you real where that pain is supposed to be. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Okay, great. So if anybody has anything to share, we always appreciate hearing from you. And also, Ron, getting back to that, the question about if you are particularly sensitive to some heavy energies right now or you feel like you're kind of moving through sludge, what healings could we do or could we recommend people do for that type of a feeling? I mean, I know you have a lot of like the black mist and the green mist and the those types of free ones. I wonder if those would help at all, or the alien mind fog, or if you have any suggestions.
Now, those could help, but you need to try to analyze, figure out, or whatever. Are you using mind energy for this? Because you, remember, the mind energy gave you your problems. What's that saying? You know, the Lord giveth, the Lord can take it away. You know, that's what it is. They gave it to you. So let's look at it this in a different way here. So is the energy coming to you? Is it internally inside of yourself manifesting? Kind of like, you know, putting popcorn kernels, you know, corn kernels in a, you know, in a popcorn container, then all of a sudden it starts popping, right? And then now you change form, and now it's this thing that looked, you know, yellowish is now this white ball, so it transformed. So is this stuff transforming from inside of you in your DNA? So that's internal stuff. So it's what you're dealing with, the heaviness internal, or is it from the aliens on the outside of you, somewhere underground, you know, in front of you in your room, out in space, on a ship, wherever, is it coming from them, from a planet or star transmitting stuff to you? Is it coming externally or is it internal? So if it's internal, then the clearings that we have on the website for that would be the whole lifetime clearings. That's internal. Remember, you have to get rid of the internal stuff to get it balanced, typically before you're going to have any results happening. The timeline crashes are great for something that already occurred in your life, then do the upside-down version. But, you know, you're looking at, you know, where's it coming from? So, you know, if you have a situation and you do a timeline crash on it, that's great. It can take that one situation and maybe take the programs out of it to help you. But then if it's internal and it brought the timeline to you, that event to you, because the aliens have you on all these parallel lifetimes, then you need to get the thing released from you. So the timeline crash is a great Band-Aid. It works wonderful. But if it's internally in you and you keep manifesting these timelines, then you need to get off of those. That's why we have whole lifetime clearings. So it all depends, you know, I guess the question was, where is it coming from? How do I get out of it? Can I see what's happening? Normally, you may not know. Just something happens. You might want to look at a barcode, possibly. It could be a death barcode if something awful happens. It could be just, reoccurring problem. Maybe, the time that it happened to you in your life, maybe something happened maybe 10, 20 years ago of a similar situation or a close call. So, you know, the clearings to do, you know, if you notice that something keeps reoccurring, then we got that reoccurring barcode. And we also have the mind loop one. So either one of those could work good if you keep thinking about something. Maybe you have intuition and you think, oh, something bad is going to happen here. And you keep thinking about it over and over again. Or you just think, you know, gee, what if I'm going to get a flat tire today in my car, you know, and the tread isn't too good on it or whatever. And you've been thinking about it for, you know, a couple of months and you're still driving your car. You haven't fixed the problem. And all that energy is there on your bad tire. And all of a sudden, naturally, because now it's in your auric field, you get a flat tire. So, and did that happen from your past, you know, where you're not really looking at it or you're not considering that maybe that past reality of maybe on a stagecoach or something having, the wheel fall apart or something could be very similar to that. And have you seen any movies recently, you know, where something is kind of related to what you're dealing with? So look at that, you know. But, you know, the free clearings will work. Those are the ones that are devoted to getting the aliens off of your butt, basically. It'll help you out a whole bunch. You know, you can do the alien attack page. That's, you know, a bunch of stuff is on there for a month. You know, it's hard to say what's really going to help you. If you think something external is coming to you, maybe somebody's doing hexes and spells on you. And then now all of a sudden you see, you know, a gypsy lady or something on a timeline and you woke up and goes, yeah, you know, or whatever. You saw somebody, you know, waving a dead chicken over a stew pot or something. You know, you go, wow, what are they doing? You know, or the chicken's alive and they're trying to kill it or whatever. So the whole thing is, what's going on and how do you relate to your dreams? How do you relate to things that you see and read? Because the aliens will always give you the clues because they want you to have the clues so you can think about it, so you can give them more energy on it. But once you start getting that information, now you want to cut it off. You want to say, okay, I see what you're doing to me. You know, I know that my tire isn't in best of shape. And I noticed that you're trying to get me on timelines to maybe cause an accident or release a flat tire. And I'll start clearing those timelines out. Remember, maybe your tire isn't as bad as you think it is. They gave you the thought that it's really bad. Maybe it's got 1,000 miles left on it, yeah, but they're giving you the shocker, like, to go out any second now. And it could on those timelines. And now all of a sudden they could take that timeline and copy and paste it here because you have all these thoughts, which we'll say is a negative thought about something happening to you. Voila, it manifests. So, back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that's very true. And I noticed a lot of it comes from the timeline that you are creating and then living into. So it's kind of like this future you're living into that they give you. Because, I mean, if you're, and I notice this sometimes too, like if you're out and, you know, for example, you're having a really bad day and, like, say, you know, you get into a car accident or, you know, you're losing things or you're, like, losing important, like, your driver's license or you're like getting stuck waiting in these long lines or, you know, obviously, or you're getting all the red lights, all these things keep happening, you're probably on the wrong timeline and you should try to get off of it any way you can. I mean, obviously, a lot of us can't do that because we have to go to work and we have obligations and, you know, different activities and tasks that we have to do in order to get through our day. But I mean, if there's any way you can change it or just go home or maybe take a road that you don't normally take, is anything you can do to physically get yourself off of that timeline and then do a mind to heart drop? Because if you're anticipating, you know, it kind of starts with something small and then it magnifies and you're going, next thing you know, you're like, oh my gosh, I feel so awful. I'm having the worst day and, you know, nothing's going right, and then it just kind of snowballs from there. So the sooner you can check in with that and say, oh, ha ha, I know what you're doing, it's not going to work this time, and get off of that timeline, I think the better off you'll be. And I guess the faster you can do the mind to heart drop to get your thoughts out of your mind and into your heart center, the safer you'll be, because you won't have any thoughts to sort of cord you to these emotional situations that keep messing up your day.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Yeah, and I was talking with somebody a little bit ago, and what happened was that I guess they were on a highway, freeway or something, and all of a sudden a lot of cars showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, well, I better do the mind-to-heart drop, and I believe they did that. And from there, the cars basically maybe left or turned off, and it was clear driving before they were in traffic, and all of a sudden, instantly, they weren't. So, you know, if you're driving and you got all these stop signs that you're going through and you hit every one of them, then you better just pull over.
Yeah.
Do the mind heart drop, make sure that you're completely centered, and then get back on, and very possibly everything will be in the now for you, and in the now you shouldn't have any obstacles or obstructions. So that's, you know, that might be a little too simplistic, but if you try it, you're going to find out that it works. I have a lot of people commenting to me, you know, they go, yeah, you know, like, you know, we're basically winter time, and they hear about something going on, you know, a storm coming, and they go, here's a storm, they told me about it, I'm going to put on that gray sky clearing, and they do that, and all of a sudden, it's not as miserable as what they say it should have been. It could have been. And then also, you know, for yourself, you know, a lot of people like to do that education clearing. They do that once a month. They do the creativity clearing. You may want to do the other one, the other clearing, the IQ clearing. So those clearings are very good, and probably even, you know, since people are out there and maybe you cut somebody off accidentally on turning into another lane or something, very possibly you may have bad thoughts for somebody trying to hang on to you as they're trying to put you onto a timeline. You know, you may want to do the versus Texas spell clearing once a month on yourself. So all these things are very valid, and the whole thing is to empower yourself. So once you get the clearing and you get the unlimited version on it, you know, then most of those whole lifetime ones, you know, will just free your life up completely. Because your life is not really going to change that much. And if you're going to live for another 50 years, you're going to be looking at situations, because your whole life is full of situations. You know, everybody can agree with that. You know? And so you go, well, what's the theme in my life, you know? Well, but clearing will get that theme away from you. You know, what energy body's corrupted, bringing all that crap to you? Man, I just think if you could do one clearing, and maybe you're really an emotional basket case. You do the emotional clearing, and man, I feel great. Well, then automatically they're going to still try to get you because you still probably have that T-shirt on or it's, they know about you from the past, you know, on your database from the aliens, you know, they keep track of you. And maybe they got drones overhead, you know, that you can't see physically looking at you, you know. I say, well, wait a minute, I see this happening here. I'm going to get on that clearing. I got the unlimited version. I'm going to do emotional clearing. But I feel something coming down the pike, you know. And so anyway, that's sort of what we're dealing with here. Because your life is still full of experiences. But are they really the ones that you want to experience? Okay. I think a lot of people have experiences, and they go, I wish I didn't have that experience. I'm still trying to get myself out of that experience, you know. And it ends up being the theme of your life. So change your theme. You know, you should be, you know, in peace. If you're not in peace, then you got to find out why. So back to you.
Yeah, and I notice sometimes, like, if, for example, like, someone's tailgating you, a lot of people will, like, mess with the person or start driving slowly or go on, you know. I mean, I just pull over. I'm like, if they're in that big of a hurry, just let them go around me. You know, I don't need that. So it's kind of important to realize that you don't want to sort of create more emotional situations for yourself just because you're right. You know, obviously they shouldn't be doing that, but you kind of just want to get off that timeline. And it's funny. I was just thinking about this, and somebody wrote in. They also recommended checking to put your finger in front of your face to see where you're at, if you're in the past or if you're in the present. And then they said, when I feel weird, this just happened this weekend, and high anxiety went away after being put back in the now. So that's when you move your finger, I guess, you know, about 10 inches in front of your nose, and you see, is it off to the left or off to the right or even the past or in the future? And if it's not on center, then you just bring it back to center and you put yourself into the now so that you're not, you know, worrying about these things or, you know, stressing about the past or worrying about the future. That's really great, Ron, and I think that was really well described. So the next question has to do with our spirits, and this person's wondering, where are all our original spirits now?
Basically, when you first came here, you had whatever came here with you. So we'll say it was all of you, because all of you would be what you started with. I'm hoping so. And so, okay, so as you have situations going on, let me think here. Your spirit gets basically stolen from you as you get off on timeline and as you start living your life. So it's that's a situation that you have, and each time you get off on timelines and you don't come back here, then the aliens have it. You know, watch the movie, Number 9. It came out the same time as District 9. But watch Number 9 movie. It's a little animated movie. And it sort of shows the darkness sucking spirits out of people, or out of these little figures. So that's sort of what, you know, happens to people. And so you start losing more of yourself. So where are you? Well, the aliens have it. They have the parts of you. And, you know, you can't really cry over spilt milk because you've had situations going on and you lost your spirit or you took drugs or alcohol or whatever, you know, and, you know, your spirit left you because of that and the aliens could have it. The main thing is what you have now is what you have. So the parts that you don't have means that you have situations going on. And will your spirit ever be found again? There's no way to know because the aliens have it. Maybe they've already got the spirit energy, and maybe it's somewhere held captive that you can never find. But you can't go into that, even though it sounds pretty awful and sad. It's just life here. And, you know, but now that you know better, you know that you want to be in the now to hang on to your spirit. So back to you.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I guess that's kind of why Ron offers so many clearings, because everyone kind of has a different experience in their life, and, you know, not everybody needs to do all the same clearings. It all depends on, excuse me, your kind of unique situation and what you've experienced and what you've been through. So somebody was asking, Ron, when the pin removal session will be, and I do want to announce that there was a time change for the pin removal teleconference on February 6th. It is now at 10 a.m. Pacific time instead of 2 o'clock p.m. So I just wanted to announce that again. It's February 6th, 10 a.m. Pacific. If you can't physically be on the call, you can do absentee, and it's $30 via the PayPal donation button. And after you get your PayPal receipt number, you can email that to Creation Lightship, and you'll get the login number and the codes for the call. And I think Ron is also going to do water activation on that call. So that's, once again, February 6th, and it's at 10 a.m. Pacific. And I think, Ron, you started doing this, I guess, about a month ago, this removing energetic pins from people on the healing calls that you do every month, the 8-hour healing intensive sessions. And everyone had such a positive reaction to those that Ron decided to do a call dedicated to specifically removing those pins. And we did actually get a testimonial from someone, and they were saying again how, I guess you did a sample on last Saturday night's BBS show, and this person felt a huge release, and they wanted to say, I guess a while back they were on a clone conference call, and this was their first pin release, and she was glad to know that you explained about how heavy and large the pins are, because in her mind she was picturing them being much smaller, like the size of sewing needles. So apparently she felt a huge release, and I think a lot of people are planning on being on that call, Ron. So I don't know if you feel like doing any samples of that tonight for anybody, maybe removing pins?
Yeah, let's see what we can do here. So I don't know. We'll do neck, I guess. People talk about, you know, having a pain in the neck or something, you know. Somebody gets,
yeah, that's a good one. You're a real pain in the neck.
Yeah, so here we go. Taking off some pins there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a few more coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, we'll see if we have any comments on that.
Okay, great. Very cool. Yeah, the neck. I also feel like the shoulders. You know, I was wondering, Ron, if you have something that, like a job that you do where it's very repetitive, like maybe you do coding or you have a computer job where you have to sort of sit in kind of a seated position all day, and you are constantly repeating energetic patterns of movement. Could maybe, I'm thinking, could like the friction from the from that cause you to get pins? Because I know a lot of the times, like when I'm working on the computer, I feel like that kind of pins and needles feeling in my hands. And that I've heard people describe that as like pins and needles, you know, when your foot falls asleep or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it seems like it's quite common.
Yes. Very possible.
Okay.
We could do one for maybe, let's do one for ankles.
Okay, great.
And here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So back to you.
Okay, great. So Ron just did samples removing pins from our neck and from our ankles. If anybody out there felt a release or would like to comment, please do so. And I also wanted to mention, too, that if you would like to send your photograph in to Ron for placement in the light infusion chamber at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles, you need to do that by February 15th with a $100 donation, and it will be in the light infusion chamber for the entire expo every time, every day, I guess, February 19th through the 21st, 2016. And also, Ron is offering a special deal where if you would like to have your picture placed in the light chamber for all three of the expos, the Los Angeles, New York, and San Mateo, then it would only be $200, so you get a $100 discount. So if you'd like to do that and you can't, you don't live in Los Angeles or New York, and you can't make it to the expo in person and be in the light chamber yourself, it's the next best thing to doing that. So encouraging everybody, if they're interested, to send that over, and Ron can print it out and take it to the expo so you get all of the benefits of the light chamber and the light infusions. So thanks for offering that, Ron, and it's a great way to experience the healings and clearings, especially also, I know we have listeners from all over the world, so, you know, obviously if you can't make it into Los Angeles for the Conscious Life Expo, just send your photo and you will get all the benefits of that. Okay, so I'm just going to check and see if we have any other questions for the show tonight. Wanted to thank everybody for sending questions and testimonials in, and someone responded to the sample that you just did, Ron, and they said, my neck is feeling as light as a feather. Thank you.
Great, great. That's good. Wonderful. So let's, we'll do another one here. Let's do ankles. So here we go. And ankles can be a big problem, you know, as you're growing up, skateboarding, if you did that in the old days, you know, or skiing or anything, you know. Anyway, here we go. So let's take some pins out of your ankles. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 40. One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 60. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens there. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. And we got another listener who wrote in and said, I felt a big release in my right ankle and a loud crack in my chest. So it sounds like they had quite a release from that. And people seem to really be responding to all these sample healings that you're doing on the show here tonight.
That's why the pin call will be so good for people to get this stuff off, you know. You don't know what you don't know, and this is part of that alien stuff that's attaching to us. So, anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, and, you know, it's, I think this is the first time that you've done this type of a call, right?
For pins, yes, uh-huh.
Yes,
I have done them on the 8-hour calls for people, but I decided to do more of it. So anyway, this Saturday will be our 4-hour call after that at 1 Pacific. So it'll be a lot of healing going on Saturday.
Yeah, that's true. And also there's a radio show on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I get calm. Yeah, so if you're on both calls, everybody, listen, or just one of them, give us a testimony and we can talk about it on the Saturday call.
Yeah, that would be great. We can talk about it on the Saturday night live on the Lightship radio show. So I bet everyone will love going up to the Lightship because they'll already be feeling so good from all this other healing if they're joining in the other two events that you're doing that day, Ron, the other two calls.
Yeah, uh-huh. So let's do a pain release call. We haven't let's do that one anyway. So here we go. So releasing pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 20. Okie doke.
Okay, great. So, Ron, you just did a pain release sample for everyone that's listening live. And will these samples work on an archive, Ron, or not?
I'll have them work one time for people.
Okay, so if you're listening on an archive, all of the sample healings will work for one time on an archive.
Yeah, the reason because the pin release for sure that's pretty heavy duty.
Yeah,
and so you know it's just a very heavy call, you know, heavy time of doing it. So it's
okay.
Not an easier clearing for me to do. So back to you.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I just wanted to double check and make sure so everybody knows that. And somebody else wrote in, Ron, and they said that they experienced a timeline like an electric line that shortens out with sparks and flies about. An excellent example.
Oh, boy. I could say, oh, you were there too, huh? No. Oh, crud. Anyway, that's good. So I was taking that one out as I was talking about it because I saw that. So it's hard to say how things work, you know. So I guess our show is getting close to the end here. So let's do the mind to heart drop. Remember, you have to command your spirit out loud to take your thoughts inside of your head because you're having it do that for you and drop them into your heart where it's neutralized. So in a sense, it's kind of like your spirit is, you know, doing the natal clearing on it, we'll say. Hypothetically, not that it's doing that, but just to give you an example, and it's also doing the alien keyword intercept. So all of a sudden, these words just mean nothing. And so the emotional charge now is taken out of them. That's what we're doing. And then they won't haunt you. So here we go. One, dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So blessings. We'll see you later. And if you stay on the line for a minute, Elizabeth, we'll catch you all later. So bye, everyone.